Welcome to a podcast about nothing with V
and AD.
We did it right.
I know, right?
What's that up, was y'all? I know. All right. Hey, y'all.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to a podcast about nothing.
This is serious.
Like, this is really serious. But no, it is, though.
We have some questions. Well, we noticed that you guys had questions, people contacting us about the last, you know, five episodes, the interracial duos, the two-part, and then also being black, happy, and married.
The three-part.
And it was really, really dope.
It was really dope. Some things also stood out again, being that, you know, as you guys know, it was pre-recorded. So listening back to them, you know, certain things stood out to us and we couldn't let them go. We wanted to re-ask you all the questions so we can get your feedback.
Well, who pre-recorded? We live, baby.
We live, baby. Live from the 305.
No, but yeah, seriously. Also want to thank everybody for their prayers and condolences regarding my brother. You know,
Thanks,
it's been real. I say that a lot. It's been real or that's real. That's real.
It's real.
But yeah, thank you guys so much for that. All right, let's get into it.
Well, I guess we can go down the line. It was interracial duos first with Jake and Ashley. We had so much fun recording that.
We did. Jake with his 40s. What is it? 40 scissor hands?
40 scissor hands. Oh, yeah, when they tape it and they got to chug it. Mm-mm. I can't even get the neck.
We should play it.
No, we shouldn't.
On live.
With water.
What?
With water.
Dang, that would be fun. We should.
Okay. 40 scissor. All right, Jake, you hear that?
We want to play games in life. So a couple of things stood out to us about this interview. One, we love Ashley and Jake to death, but we have a question. We talked about having kids.
Mm-hmm.
And if Ashley and Jake have a child, that child will be black.
Biracial. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, is that even a thing anymore? Like, are you just biracial or are you black? Like,
I mean, to me, everything that I see mixed with black is black.
True.
And I can usually point it out and tell. I mean, certain cases, you'd be like, your daddy must be light-skinned. But usually everything I see that is mixed with black is black.
Yeah, even, like, paint.
Literally. You can always tell when there's black involved.
Black is the dominant color.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, we have a couple of questions regarding this. Can a white man raise a black boy to become a black man?
See, and that's a good question, but as your husband asks, the even deeper question.
Who did he?
Who did he?
There is a deeper question.
There is a deeper question, and that is,
how?
What does it mean to raise a black man? What do you teach him? Like, do you teach him to be aggressive just because? Are you only teaching them things in certain scenarios? Because usually when we speak about it, it's about police and how you're being treated and how to act in a certain type of situations. But what would it mean? Or do you just raise kids to be decent human beings and see how that works out for them?
What does that mean?
We don't know no more because ain't nobody decent.
Yeah, like how do you teach a black man to be a man?
You're raising black boys. What are you going to make sure that they know?
That a home is across the pond.
Oh.
And we about to head on over there.
Y'all go on.
I'm coming home. it's something that you and I talk about all the time. So, like, in this case, if you teach a black man to be strong, or a young black boy, when you grow up, you're strong and you're smart and you can and all these things. In the presence of authority, in the presence of a police, do you then teach them to be less of that? Because it seems like there is, well, not seems like it is, it's always been, the a strong, educated black man is dangerous.
Very much so.
Dangerous, and people are afraid of that. So how, yeah, great question. We want to hear from you guys because
leave us a voicemail,
please, on Anchor.
On Anchor, we understand there may be some technical difficulties.
Well, what's that?
Some technical technical difficulties from your phone, especially if you're using one that has green text messages.
the other race. Do you judge people that have that come up with green bubbles?
Don't text me back.
All right, let me ask you another question. Do you judge people that have AOL Hotmail? Oh, you email racist.
I'm email racist. Gmail.
All day.
It's like, I'm just playing. I was never one of those like AOL kids, but it's funny when I get like green text. Like, what? You start looking at your phone like, what is this? Who's right. texting me?
Like, y'all need to get with it.
Like, I can't tell if my text is delivered, so I gotta call you. I gotta call
you. Sent as a text message. On Apple phones, that's when we know that it's like, oh, your phone dead, right?
Sent as a text message. Like, you guys to be kidding me. But yeah, so I would say for my mother, me having, like, she raised two boys. And I think she went for the decent route. I don't think she personalized any situations for them to be singled out. And, you know, she kind of pushed common sense. Think about certain situations. Think about how you are in certain situations, because it went on to me as well. You know, it was, it's sad that you have to think about it. I got common sense. Okay.
I'm going to start recording all of our conversations.
She judgment, no judgment zone. This is supposed to be a family house.
Oh, safety first.
Safety zone. Yeah. But no, I think like she didn't push a certain situation. And I feel like what I learned from my mother also is that you're only as different as you appear to be or as you're taught to be. And like, you are unique. You are your own individual. But I think also a lot of times Black people, they single themselves out because, granted, we don't get treated the same and stuff, but you are what you believe. So if we often think of, we're always thinking somebody's after us or coming to get us or looking at us funny, then that's what it's going to be all the time.
Yeah. You have become extremely sensitive.
We have become extremely sensitive to everything.
Is it sensitive or is it woke?
I think it's sensitive because I think it's sensitive because of the fact that you have to realize that people are people and people are still going to react as people in situations. People will feel superior to you, but if you beat their ass, they're going to feel different. Like, I'm not saying don't beat up people, but people are still scary. Like, it's not, there's nothing that says, like, I'm superior to you if I'm a white person and you're a Black person. And that's only the fear that you have in your mind. But if you react like,
what?
I'm a human.
Wait. Back up. Say that again.
I feel like there's nothing that, okay, maybe I worded it wrong, but there's nothing that can make somebody else superior to you besides your thought process. So if somebody's reacting to you in a certain kind of way, you can still react. You don't have to act like a Black person or act like this. I can still cuss you out from a human standpoint and you may still be scared. Like, I just feel like people take away.
It's not about my thought process though. It's about theirs. So if someone feels entitled, right? How can I word this? It's not about how I don't feel that you are better than or that you are superior than me, right?
Mm-hmm.
But for example, a cop and a Black male civilian, that white cop believes that he is better than that Black man.
I don't think it's just Black people though. That's my thing. I don't want us to feel as though that it's just us. Like, it's just usually like the cops that I'm not going to say I know personally. I know only a few, but the people that I see and the
person. Are there any cops out there, white and Black, that are willing to be on the show? I would love that.
Can I smoke first? I'm just playing.
They can smoke with you.
I've smoked with a police officer too, so don't let these people fool you, okay?
You know, when they raid your car.
Taking a bag of
smoking. Right, I was about to say, when they raid that car, they're like, taking it, you know what? I'm going to let you go this time. Because they don't want to have to log that weed that they done got up out your car.
Like, you got a nice little pack on you, okay? But no.
I would love to get their point of view.
That would be cool. But I say
you don't think it's only Black people.
I don't think it's only Black people because you can, if you just open your mind up and actually speak to people go through things all the time. Like, racist white people are racist against their own kind too, like
you
trailer
know what,
park you, trash
you,
or
you have a point.
Spanish people, it's not just white people. So if they're approaching you, 9 times out of 10 they feel like they're better than you in general, you know, just because they have the authority with the badge. Just like people, we can go to a retail store and it's like, oh, this manager taking her job a little too seriously. Like,
yeah,
girl,
yesterday
I was
when we
all of this
look, I'm thinking of something totally. I will steal all this shit, okay? Keep playing with me.
For real. Like, no, it's one of those things. I think that's something that my mom instilled in me. Like, don't single yourself out just because.
Yeah, that's true. And I think also we as a people, yes, it's not only black people, but I can only speak from a black perspective. We think that we are not deserving.
Yeah.
We don't have when people talk about entitlement, it is never geared towards us.
Yeah.
Right? Entitlement only comes with the white race.
Mm.
When you speak about it, white
in certain forms, because I feel like black people try to hold certain things like hip hop culture, how we were talking about the other day.
But we don't speak about it as entitled to it.
That's true.
We're very open. As a race, oh, okay, you seem down. You can say the N-word. We said it in this episode. We are so open and willing to let people come in. But as far as entitlement and everything else, like deserving, appropriation, gentrification, it is, they are doing it. And we don't feel that we are deserving or good enough to have what they have. Let me tell you right now, okay? Let me say something.
And it's almost like to the point where we've lowered our standards because we don't even care or we don't want what they have.
Exactly.
That's true.
But we want nice things. We want, like,
but I don't equate nice things with white people. I will say that.
No.
Oh.
I don't.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm about to say, I don't.
I don't. Yo, this is not where this episode was supposed to go, okay? This is the episode for another time, but I definitely do think that a couple of things. Oh, I'm so excited. These are questions.
Write it down.
Oh, I'm going to write it down in our notebook. Y'all saw us looking at the notebook in our video.
We got notes. No, but seriously, just think about it. Please, like I said, leave us a voicemail on anchor.com or anchor.fm, isn't it? Something like that.
Yeah, just
link
click
is
the,
in the bio.
Yeah, the link is always in the bio. Duh.
So yeah.
Yeah, let us know what you think, and we're gonna play the voicemails. You can be anonymous, or you can say your name, but we're gonna play them on the responses on our next episode, and let us know what you think about these. All right, we got.
Because that'll go into the question of, like, do you teach, like I said, according to race or ethnicity?
So yeah. Which is, that's a crazy question.
It's crazy that you have to break it down that much instead of it just being like, basics, please, thank you, say please, ask the question, yes, sir, no, sir.
Or what I struggle with is, where do you raise your kids?
What do you mean, where? In the house.
Really?
In the house. What are you trying to take the kids? It's like, no, I'm just playing.
Like, do you raise them in more affluent neighborhoods where they go to better schools, better relationships, all that stuff? Do you raise them? Everybody can't move there. But as far as my situation goes, I think about, all right, do I send them to private schools?
What would be your determining factors for that, though? Like, because for me, I feel as though people want to see people who are like them. Whether you have a whole lot of money or you ain't got no money or you know, whatever the case may be, people still want to see people who are like them.
Yeah. I also think about relationships.
Yeah. I feel like you should base it off of your living and how you're able to raise your child, and then at least a couple of little pepper sprinkles somewhere. Mm-hmm.
You are my children, pepper. They are pepper sauce, okay?
They are pepper sauce, okay?
No, all right.
Seriously.
Moving forward.
Where are you raising your kids at?
I don't know, child. I'm trying to figure it out. Right now. Wherever they can be raised, okay?
Okay.
Relationships. Black, happy, and married.
those are really good.
All of these episodes were so good.
They were. I'm so happy. I like, you know, that type of energy. Because Black, Happy, and Married was the perfect title for the simple fact that we don't experience that a lot. People just black and married.
Well, Black said that. He said, you assuming. Assuming what? That we happy.
Why just black and married? But, no.
But you can tell that they're happy because...
Both of them.
They got in an argument. Right. She shut that shit down. Yo, clap it up for our homie Shirella giving that good coochie.
Right, giving the good coochie tonight.
Yeah.
That's funny.
But she saw potential in Black.
That's the question I had. So right. she elaborated a little bit on like him not living up to his potential for pushing himself to his full potential for what he wanted to stand for, what he stood for as a black man and what he wanted.
And being there for other black men, yeah, being emotionally available.
That's the thing. So my question is, I'm not sure, I didn't catch how long they have been together, but how long are you supposed to wait for stuff like that? Because it's a lot of potential.
They've been married for 3 years.
But potentially, Adrian's not going to be waiting. That's sick.
You're sick?
Yeah, honestly. I am, but I'm doing better. I realized it.
How long can you wait for someone to notice their potential and
live in their potential?
Yeah.
Because when I honestly think about this, I don't know why Gucci Mane and Keisha K. Orr came up in my mind. It's a great one. Like, you know.
Yo, he was big.
He was big and very unattractive. But people loved Gucci. You look like you like Gucci.
What? He has swag like shit.
She looked like she like Gucci. Ew.
Gucci, y'all know me. Gucci, y'all know me. I think I love her. Yes, she do, boo.
She looked like she like Gucci. Oh, that's funny. I got to tell you the kids about their mom. But no, when he went to jail, she basically flipped the money, and that's where I feel like their love blossomed, because everybody knew that story. Like, I left.
She flipped the money?
Yeah, that's when she started her waist trainers.
Oh.
That's when she started her waist trainers. He was like, I gave my girl this much. She came back, tripled the amount.
Ooh, so that's another good question, though.
But I think that was, and that's what I'm saying. Do you live up to the potential? Like, this is what I'm capable of doing for us, and that's the potential? Like, she saw opportunity, or is like, I really see this in you, because...
Maybe it didn't have to do with potential at all. Because that
sounds like opportunity.
That flips the script 100%. He gave her money when he got locked up, then gave her the opportunity to go do her thing.
Yeah.
If he had not given her, if he was just, yo, I'm trying to get this rap off the ground.
He was off the ground.
Yeah.
He was just on drugs, fighting people in Lenox Mall.
Oh, wait. Gucci here?
No, he live in Miami now.
What? We got family in Miami.
We coming down. Yeah. We coming down.
But the thing is, if he hadn't given her that... Sorry. If he hadn't given her that money and she was just waiting around for some broke dude that...
He wasn't broke. I don't think it was a broke thing. But think about it. Like, she was with Gucci when he was unattractive, making trap music, like, in the basement trap, like, was really local. People knew Gucci.
From the beginning.
Yeah, because I was singing.
Kind of like
so
DMX.
I said, that came out when I was in elementary school, or like sixth grade. Like, it was middle school.
We were in elementary?
I think you were in college. It's like, but that came out when I was really young. So it's like, I don't think he was like dead broke or whatever. It was just, you know, he wasn't living up to his fullest potential, looking the way he looks, making the best music, being able to guide other people and stuff like that. He was caught up in his own drama, everything he had going on. So that was a story that he gave her money and, you know, kind of flipped it. But for her, I'm thinking about for her. Yeah, he helped her out. You know, they set up whatever they set up. But for her to see potential in him. How long was she expecting to wait? Like, if he was doing a 10-year bid, like Yandy and Mendeecy. I guess since they're already married with kids, she's going to wait for 8 years. But is she
honestly...
But they're
not even really married, though.
Leave Yandy alone, okay?
She's confusing me.
She is married by the grace of God. That's what she said.
Okay.
And I'll take it, because I don't believe marriage is a piece of paper either.
A piece of what?
A piece of paper. I don't believe it's a piece of paper either. So if she believes she married, then hey, so be it. I'll be at the reception.
No, I get it. I definitely get it. I think, yeah, how long is too long? How long are you willing to wait? Man,
what are you
woman.
Waiting for?
Because what if they never see it?
Right. But I guess you have to see, but that's my thing.
But do I guess they have to put off something for you to be able to see that potential. Like, you don't just look at somebody and be like, you have potential.
Like, this is potential.
Yeah, to do
something. Yeah, that's true.
They have to put off, like, oh, okay, I want to do this, and this. Or I see myself doing this, and this. Or I want this, and this for you to... for you to then see the potential.
I don't know. I just feel like relationships are hard work, but how hard are they supposed to be?
What? Girl.
See, I don't know.
I mean,
like, how hard are they supposed to be? How hard is it to really work with one person for the rest of your life? I truly don't believe it's supposed to be really difficult.
It's not.
Okay.
I mean, I think it's different for everybody.
Like, based off what you consider hard.
Yeah.
What's hard to me is conforming.
Explain.
Like, just anything. Any rules anybody got for me, I don't want them. I ain't good at that just yet. Okay. I'm gonna get to them.
I don't think love is supposed to be hard, but I do think
it's
that
not
it's
the love factor. It's not love. That's the thing. Like, that's what people the relationship. I feel like that comes with a separate rule book that nobody's giving out. They just want to talk about love language.
Okay, let me say this. I don't think happiness within your relationship should be hard.
Okay.
So I think, like anything in life, you have to work on yourself. You have to work to make money. You have to work to raise these damn kids and figure out who's going to raise them. But like anything, it's something that you work, because people change every day. You work at it. You da 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 da. But but I don't think when you weigh the pros and cons, the pros always should outweigh the cons. That's what my daddy taught me.
And your dad's happy.
He is. He is. He does whatever the hell he wants to do every day. And my mom don't bother him. That's happiness.
That is happiness.
Leave me alone.
Don't talk to me.
No.
That's not it.
Speaking of happiness and potential and all those things, what can someone do to make you leave the marriage? Because better or for worse, death do us part, sickness and in health.
Oh, yeah, Mo was not playing no games.
One sip of a drink, you gone, bye.
Look at me, broken up with.
How?
Already. I got dumped.
If you find somebody like Mo, you will.
Yeah. I mean, that's cool, though. Somebody who can actually stay true to their standards. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like as women, just in general, we bend our standards so much for love and everything. So to have a dude be so strong about something and actually live to it and his turnout be so great, because him and Adrian were happy.
Happy as hell. You know, just sitting there next to each other. Ooh, just let me love you.
Right. Let me
shut up and let me love you.
Right. So... for it to turn out so great for them, that's actually kind of cool. It can show you what sticking to your guns does for you.
Yeah.
Because what do you, like, if, this is my question. If you have, like, a deal breaker, say yours is, okay, we can go with the drinking and whatever, drugs thing. Is it worse if they pick up the habit? Or is it worse if they pick up the habit? Or is it worse if it's something that they can't break?
Well, according to Mo, it would have never got... He don't want nothing to do with nothing.
None of the habits. Don't pick it up. Don't bring it in. Don't take it away. Don't borrow it.
Maybe. I don't know. A deal breaker for me...
rapist.
Well, yeah, that's a good one. Another one is anything to do with my children.
What do you mean?
Like child molestation or watching child pornography or anything like that.
Oh.
Anything like that. And rapists, but
people wouldn't show that though. So how would you dig? Okay, that's a good question. Would you snoop to find out somebody's like dirt a little bit? Just
I think you would be able to tell.
So you think you could tell that R. Kelly was a rapist?
Yeah.
I mean, of course he records himself and he does crazy stuff. But as like, if you're talking to him and he's like, do you think?
Well, he's not a rapist.
I mean, he's not a rapist, but he likes.
Statutory. He likes little kids.
He likes little kids, little kid body types.
Yeah,
and stuff like
you
that.
Would know. I think you would know. I think you would know early.
That's different. I hope I never have to deal with that.
I don't
know that I have any like regular deal breakers that people just do on a regular basis, because I don't think there's rapists just trying to talk to people every day. I mean, maybe, but not to me.
Yeah, I would leave somebody over the child thing before I left somebody over murder.
Yeah, it depends on how you kill somebody. Like, the baby killed a dude in Walmart because he was trying to rob him, so I'm not mad.
Like Dexter. Dexter had a problem. You know the show Dexter on
the
HBO?
Cartoon?
No, Dexter. He was a serial... he was a murderer, but he only killed bad people.
So, like the Powerpuff Girls. Okay, that'll work too.
But yeah, so these are the questions we have. We told you our somewhat answers.
Somewhat.
But we want to hear from you guys.
Anchor.
Leave us a voicemail.
Anchor.
Yeah, click the link in the bio, leave a voicemail, and it's not that big of a deal if you have to download it. Like, stop being lazy.
Yeah, for real.
Like, you have to download Facebook and Instagram, and y'all can't get off of that.
Leave us a voicemail, or you can DM us.
You can leave voicemails on DMs, too.
Oh, you can. Nah, don't call us. I ain't gonna answer.
She might block you, okay?
I might block you. So it's anchor.fm/APAN.
And
if you're looking for us.
Yeah.
You can find me on Anchor.
And you can just click the link and any of our bios.
Literally.
Or you can go to www.apodcastabout.com.
You can't leave voicemails there, but...
But you can click the Anchor thing and leave us a voicemail.
You sure can.
You can write on one of our posts.
Oh, you need me. Baby, yeah.
Hey. I don't know what song that is.
Sweet.
Not when you sing it.
Oh, she's trying to play me.
Anyway, yeah.
We appreciate you guys. Thanks for the love again. We're looking forward to next week.
We are. We want to hear what you have to say. Tell us.
Please, please,
please. Hey, and I want to just send a message to our family. Don't hit us on WhatsApp. Follow directions, okay?
anchor.fm/APAN. APAN. And you'll find us.
Yes. Or just click the link in bio. Because all of our aunties, grandmothers, cousins, all y'all got Facebook, Instagram, everything.
Everything.
Leave us something in our DMs. But we are not checking WhatsApp.
I don't transfer messages.
She doesn't check anything. Nothing. Okay? Nothing. But she will check her DMs. Yes. So hit her DMs.
Call me in the DM.
All right, y'all. It's been real. Love y'all.
Love you. And we out. Peace.